This is a CBC podcast.
Support for delivery of this podcast comes from the all-new 2008 Cadillac CTS. Be an original. Visit Cadillac.gm.ca.
The camera doesn't lie. Over the past few weeks, there have been various descriptions of what happened at Vancouver International Airport a month ago today. What was known for sure was that police used a taser gun to shoot Robert Dzikanski, a visitor from Poland, and he died. What wasn't clear was why police used the weapon and whether Mr. Dzikanski was threatening police at the time. Tonight, the truth is out. A videotape of the event is back in the hands of its owner, Paul Pritchard, who shot the incident as it unfolded, as he happened to be at the airport at the time. When the police asked to borrow his tape, he handed it over, but later they refused to return it as promised. We spoke with Paul Pritchard 2 weeks ago when he hired a lawyer to help him retrieve the tape. Well, today he has released that tape to the public. We reached Mr. Pritchard at his home in Victoria.
Mr. Pritchard, now that you've had a chance to see your own video again, how close is it to what you actually remember of that day?
There's a few differences, but I mean, all the main stuff is there. It was pretty close.
Tell us what you now see in it. Give us a review of the pictures.
Well, the biggest difference, what I originally thought was and described was the cops walking in more at a run. I described them as running in kind of in an aggressive manner. And it actually turns out that they are very, very calm, and they're actually walking, which is actually worse when you actually watch how it unfolds, just because when they actually reach him, it's scary how calm they are. I mean, they're not in defensive positions. It really accentuates the fact that he was no threat to anybody around him.
So there's no sense of imminent danger from Robert Dzikanski?
None whatsoever.
How is Robert Dzikanski responding to the police arrival?
As soon as they come in, he kind of shrugs his shoulders and kind of almost gives up, like he's almost thankful that they're there and finally somebody can sort him out and help him out. So he's talking to them, and they talk about for 15 seconds, and he points to the computer that's broken beside him, and he puts up his shoulders and his hands, and he turns away from them, kind of like, you know, yeah, I did it, but here we go. And then that's when they use the taser.
Well, let me review that. So before the police have arrived, he had actually broken a computer, had he?
He broke a computer and a small wooden side table.
And so the police arrived after he's done this?
After he's done this.
They calmly walk up to him and have a conversation.
Right, and there's actually this four officers, as opposed to the three that I thought there were. So they basically make a semicircle around him, all four officers, and, you know, a brief 15-second engagement where he, like I said, he's shrugging his shoulders and he's kind of giving up, and he takes two steps away from them, and then he turns back and he's talking to them with his hands down by his side, and he's talking to one of the officers, and it looks like the one from the side, that's who shoots him with the taser.
And had Mr. Dzikanski calmed down a bit as he talked to the cops? Because you saw just before that he was quite agitated.
He was quite agitated right before that when the security guys came. And, yeah, it seems once the police came through, he kind of knew, okay, he's finally got the attention that he needs.
So the one of the officers in the semicircle on the outside tasers Mr. Dzikanski?
Correct, yeah.
And then he falls to the ground?
And then, yeah, he takes two or three steps away from them, screaming and shaking, and then he hits the ground, and four officers jump on him, or not, sorry, I shouldn't say jump, but they get on him to try to restrain him and put the handcuffs on, and you hear one of the other officers yelling, hit him again.
With the taser, or what?
I'm guessing that means with the taser, yeah.
And did you think that they did hit him with the taser again?
There's actually a security guy that walked in front of my camera, so I can't actually see him using the taser. Other people have watched it and said they think they can see when he did it, but I'm not.
And then they handcuff him?
They're struggling to put his handcuffs, so all four of the officers are on Mr. Dzikanski at this time. What really bothered me, and I didn't know before, is one of the officers who was in charge of, you know, his head, was using his leg and his knee to restrain frame Mr. Dazansky's head and neck. So he was pinning his neck and his head against the ground with his knee. And you actually see him leaning over and putting his full body weight onto his neck to a point where his other leg comes off the ground and there's no part of him even touching the ground anymore. And unfortunately, it looks as if this is when he goes unconscious. I actually stopped taping right after this point. When I resumed filming again and he was unconscious and the officer had already got up and yelled code red and was out of the room. And there's another officer that comes, or there's a man in a suit, I'm not sure who he is. He comes over and he checks his pulse. And then he says something to the other officers and they kind of have a look about them like, uh-oh. And they're all kind of just staring at the body. And it looks like one of them moves toward him to take off the handcuffs. I'm not positive. And then my footage cuts out. I didn't resume just because after that is when medics came back.
Did anyone attempt CPR?
No, not until the medics came.
Now, you had said that you wanted to give the tape, I guess, first of all, to Robert Dzigansky's mother,
right.
Sophia Czasowski.
Right.
Have you given it to Ms. Czasowski yet?
Yeah, that was the very first day I received it. We got a copy straight to her lawyer, so I'm not clear if she's actually watched it. As far as I know, she hasn't, but I keep hearing different stories about it.
Do you know if her lawyer has watched it?
Oh, her lawyer's watched it, yes, for sure.
And do you know if they maybe advised her not to? She was quite distressed when she, well, as anyone would be, to hear that.
I'm guessing that's what happened. I mean, now that I've rewatched it and, you know, studied it myself, I don't think she should, in my personal opinion.
What do you want to come of this?
Something needs to change, for sure. Procedures or the use of the taser in general. This whole situation could have been avoided. And just the guidelines of when we're using tasers, I mean, when you watch how calm the situation is, it was the first step that they took to use a taser. And in my personal opinion, tasers are the last step before a gun. I mean, tasers are used when other people are in danger or officers are in danger. However, they should not be used to do a job that police officers get paid to do. And unfortunately, they didn't do what they're supposed to do, and it resulted in a man losing his life.
When the public is able to see this video, as it will this evening, you expect them to be quite shocked by it, I presume. But how do you want them to act? Is it enough just to shock people? What do you want them to do with what you've presented them?
I'm really not sure what exactly is going to be shown on TV, to be honest with you. I mean, it's a disturbing video. It's a man screaming his last breaths of his life. It's inexcusable what happened. I mean, there's obvious steps that were missing from when the police entered the airport to when Mr. Dzansky died. And there's very, very, very important steps that should have been taken instead. Nobody secured the area. They could have used another officer who was there to come talk to the witnesses. They've already established he didn't have a weapon. They could see that. Nobody talked to us to get background information. In the audio, some of the ladies, you can hear her saying, like, just leave him alone, he's scared, before police arrived.
Hmm.
Also on the footage I have, the lady who had took that cell phone image, I have her walking right up to him. As he's got his chair in his hand, she's 5 feet away from him trying to calm him down. That really, really shows that nobody felt that we were in danger. I mean, he was acting irrationally, but it was in a scared, defensive, cowering way.
Yeah, the time when you turned the tape over to the police and then they wouldn't give it back to you,
right.
They said that they didn't want to release it because it would compromise their investigation.
Right.
Have you heard anything more about those concerns?
I haven't. Now that I think about it, they probably think that the witnesses' statements that they took that night were the cops came in there, they confronted him, he was irrational, and they used the taser. The video, unfortunately, or fortunately, depicts a different story. It just slows everything down, and I think that's what they're getting at there.
Mr. Pritchard, I want to thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Carol.
Bye-bye.
We reached Paul Pritchard in Victoria. His videotape is going to be shown in a documentary report on CBC TV tonight on The National.
For more on all of our CBC podcasts, head to cbc.ca/podcasting.